We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. New research has revealed first home buyers hoping to get into the market with help from recently expanded federal initiatives are facing slim pickings in Sydney. Exclusive data provided by RIA has revealed just 56 of the 658 suburbs in the Greater Sydney region have a median house values within the price threshold of the government's first home guarantee scheme. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A $400,000 plan to address the critical teacher shortage by luring and training career changes into the profession is still being designed, with not one new staff member having yet been recruited. The delays come as schools continue to juggle classes to cover absent staff, with one teacher forced to supervise 94 students from 7 different classes last week. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The socialite licensee and public face of a ritzy eastern suburbs bar offered to help get an undercover cop $300 worth of cocaine via a dealer down the street. Now, Manly childcare worker Rebecca Wackelin has found herself banned from running bars for 3 years and her actions branded dishonest by the industry regulator. And polls in 4 battleground battler seats where voters rank economic management, cost of living and interest rates as the most important issues has found Labor is neck and neck with the coalition government on who is best to deal with them. The federal government is currently campaigning hard on the coalition's track record of economic management, which has traditionally been seen as one of the party's core electoral assets. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.